Yes. Drive time, it is 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. You can query, comment, criticize. Clinical trials of one of the most promising candidate vaccines has been suspended after a patient developed an unexplained illness. AstraZeneca says it has suspended trials of the coronavirus vaccine it is developing with the University of Oxford after one of the trial volunteers fell ill. South Africa has also now suspended the trial. Online for comment is Director of Research Development, Department of Medical Biosciences at UWC, Professor Bertram Fielding. Professor Fielding, welcome.
Good afternoon, Shafiq, and good afternoon to the listeners.
And they say good afternoon right back.
Thank you.
Okay, suspended. Does it mean that people will be investigating why the person fell ill? And if it's got nothing to do with the virus, does the test carry on?
So that would be the next step, you're correct. An independent panel of experts would now look at this data to determine whether it was linked to the vaccine or whether it was unrelated. And if it is unrelated, the trial could continue, yes.
What were the results of the trial to date? I know it's obviously premature, but what sort of feedback was coming out about the vaccine?
So we know even in the phase two of the trial, data appeared very positive. But remember, the phase that we're in now, the phase three trial, is really where we do a much larger test on a much larger cohort of individuals and to see what is safe, do we have any side effects, does it protect against the virus. So I'm very encouraged actually to see that even in this one case that the trial has been stopped, because it shows that even though vaccines are being fast-tracked, that we're not letting go of the safety measures and quality control. So I think that is very encouraging to me. I've seen unconfirmed reports that the illness was inflammation of the spinal cord. As I said, this is unconfirmed. If that is the case, it would be very interesting to see what the cause was. My biggest concern with the vaccine, especially the coronavirus vaccines, is a phenomenon called antibody-dependent enhancement. And this has been reported for other vaccines as well, but especially for coronavirus vaccines in animals, where the vaccine in very, very rare cases but can make the disease once the person or the animal is exposed to the virus actually worse. So inflammation sounds as though it could be virus. It would be very interesting to see what the final outcome of the investigation is.
How long do you think this investigation will take?
I am sure they would do it as fast as possible, Shafiq. It is now looking at for this group of experts to really look at the data, really interrogate the data, compare it with other data seen in the trial up to date, because I think the main goal is still to fast-track a vaccine. So hopefully they can do it as soon as possible so that we could continue with the trial if it is indeed allowed in the end.
Does this thing happen often when one is trying to develop a new vaccine? Is this just a normal, predictable bump in the road? I mean, I was actually thinking the other day, it would be too good to be true if the vaccine development ran like 100% smoothly, because things in life simply don't.
Exactly. And if you look at about 2-3 months ago, we were talking about 147 vaccines that were all in phase one, phase two, and phase three. Then about 7 of those really went to phase three. So not all vaccines move smoothly up to that phase four, where it is now released as a medicine. So it is expected, and that's why I said I'm very encouraged that even though we only have this one case now, I think I've read about a similar case in the U.S., so there might be two. But it would be interesting now to see really what was the cause of this. So it's not really unusual. It does show that quality assurance is not gone out of the window, which is very, very encouraging.
Yeah, I'm most certainly. Look, I mean, I'm certainly not a doctor. I know what an aspirin is, but after that, I need help. But I mean, it does fascinate me to hear that from a sort of a scientific view, I suppose, that this person's spinal fluid has been affected. It almost sounds like a meningitis or something like that.
And it would be very interesting to see what the final finding is. Remember that with COVID, severe COVID, we have hyperinflammation, and there are very clear reports that show the central nervous system in a small percentage of those severe cases can also be affected. So the virus can then be found in the spinal fluid. It can affect the brain. It can infect the spinal cord. And that's what I'm saying. I would really like to see in the end whether this was that antibody enhancement that I spoke about or whether this is unrelated. Because even if it's in one person, it needs to be investigated thoroughly. Because if you roll out a vaccine in the end to 20, 40, 50 million people, you could exponentially, that problem could exponentially be much, much worse. So this needs to be investigated really, really carefully.
Yeah, I mean, scientifically, I mean, you know, let's say you test 10 people and one person has this. That could mean that 10% of your final sample, if you put it on the market, could be adversely affected by side effects, and a person certainly doesn't want that.
And that's why at each stage of the development of the vaccine, the number of people that it's tested on becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, because safety really can only be determined. But you're correct. This could be, if it is due to the vaccine, it could have a huge impact. So let's wait and see what the official finding is in the end.
Yeah, just to speculate again, if for argument's sake they have a look at this particular patient and they find that just something but not everything in the vaccine has caused this particular result, will they change the nature or the makeup of the vaccine and carry on testing, or is it right back to the drawing board from square one?
Then it would be a totally different vaccine. So different vaccines would use different carriers to get it into the body. Different vaccines could use different viral components. So as soon as you change that vaccine, it's a totally new vaccine, and you have to go back to square one.
Wow, that certainly could be a real blow for the Oxford test, because, I mean, the Oxford test up until now was being mooted as one of the more positive ones.
So just remember, there are six or seven vaccine trials that are at exactly the same stage. And I've not heard anything negative from the other five or six yet. So let's keep an eye on those as well. The AstraZeneca one obviously now has been reported that they have this adverse case. So let's be hopeful and hope one of the other ones at least go through this more smoothly.
All right. This person here on our WhatsApp page, who is an avowed conspiracy theorist, they want Dr. Fauci, Dr. Keith, and Bill Gates and Professor Salim to all try out the vaccine. Etc. But this person says, is there any liability or responsibility on the vaccine manufacturer?
When? After the vaccine has been released to a broader population group?
I'm going to preempt this question during testing and when it's put onto the market.
So these, during testing, it would be tested on volunteers. So people would literally volunteer, and there are certain protective measures for those volunteers. It will not get through a system if we have these type of adverse effects and it is shown to be due to the vaccine. Then it will not be allowed to be released on a large scale. But it is volunteers, and there's always a risk with these type of testing of not only vaccines but also of drugs. We've had some drugs in trials that has gone really, really pear-shaped. And that is just the nature of these type of trials, unfortunately.
Indeed. And some human beings are courageous enough to be the so-called guinea pigs, I suppose.
Exactly. And it is really for the good of science and the good of humanity that these volunteers usually step forward.
Interesting stuff indeed. Professor Bertram Fielding, Director of Research Biosciences at UWC, thanks for chatting to us. The AstraZeneca Oxford University trial is on hold. We'll put it that way. One of the trial volunteers has fallen ill, and until they've found out what, where, why, wherefore, we won't know where it's going. But Professor Fielding, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you, Shafiq.